Markets were down and oil prices were up this morning as anxieties about Iran continue to rattle investors. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So between Friday, after the news broke about Soleimani's killing, and today, what's been going on?
Friday was a pretty big sell-off, a little bit less than 1%, but I would also caution people to not read too much into that. It was a pretty thin session, not as many people back to work. Today is really going to be the big test. We started the morning with stocks pointing much lower, but frankly, stocks have been clawing their way back here in the United States. One big beneficiary of this, of course, has been oil. Gold, really big safe haven, up 1% to a 7-year high. Probably the biggest beneficiary of all of the new news of the last 3 or 4 days.
Well, let's talk about oil. President Trump has threatened sanctions on Iraq if it follows through on forcing U.S. troops out of that country. Iraq is the second largest oil-producing country in OPEC behind Saudi Arabia. If the president does put sanctions on Iraq as he is threatening, how would that affect oil prices?
You know, I think it would obviously put pressure on oil prices, and I guess this is a little bit less of an issue for the United States, but it is still incredibly important for the entire world, right? Because the United States has become less reliant on the international markets because shale production in the U.S. has basically doubled over the last 10 years. But if you look at a place like Asia, where Japan and China are extraordinarily reliant on oil, so too is Europe. And when you see that world oil prices, or Brent crude, going up to $70 a barrel, that catches the attention of everyone. So I think it's important. We talk a lot about how, wow, we're energy independent. Well, the second, third, fourth largest economies in the world are not. And so the price of oil rising could have a very impactful impact. Yeah, no, I was a dummy. It's the first day back. Sorry.
That's all right.
But it will have a tremendous impact on the global economy specifically. And I think that's really important to remember.
Well, and if oil prices do go up, you know, a lot of people look at car sales are affected by that. We were just talking recently about how huge SUVs are doing really well right now because gas prices are so low. Airline ticket prices, what are you watching for there in terms of if oil prices keep climbing?
I'm looking at something slightly different. I think that oil is sort of the obvious red herring here, right? Because that a spike in oil, if we got to $100 a barrel here in the U.S. and gas prices went up, that clearly would be a problem, right? But what I'm starting to look at is I'm wondering if international companies are going to start pulling back on some of their spending plans for 2020. Remember, in 2019, United States businesses did not spend a lot. The consumers did all that heavy lifting. And 2020 was supposed to be the year where companies said, all right, we're back in it. Trade war doesn't seem to be as big an issue. We're going to spend money. Now, with this uncertainty in the Middle East, are big multinationals going to pull back? And I'm really looking at that. I'm looking at shipping routes, and I'm looking at what happens with all of these routes throughout the world, how this trickles throughout the economy.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks.
Take care.